Members of the public and the Highland County Recreation Commission appeared before the Highland County School Board with a request during the board's regular monthly meeting Monday evening. Cappy Hull, as well as commission members Ellen Ratcliffe and Todd Brendel, spoke to the board about the possibility of naming the school's baseball field in honor of former resident Edwin Krigler. They described the tireless efforts Mr. Krigler put into maintenance of the field, as well as his work with fledgling baseball and softball players and other recreation activities. Ms. Hull reported that Mr. Krigler is now 85 and in a Veterans Administration nursing home in Roanoke, and while his health is failing, he still talks about Highland County and baseball often, and how naming the field in his honor would be an appropriate gesture for his commitment. Mr. Brendel summed up the request.
Since this has came out, and we thank Cappy for coming to our meeting and talking to us about that, we have got so much community support for this. People are stopping and talking to me and tell me how Ed was such a great guy. He did everything out there, and like she said, he would run that rake till there wasn't no teeth left on it, and just a big member of this community. And this small community is founded on people like that. And to dedicate these fields or the field to him would just be a tremendous opportunity and just bring back the past and everything. And like Mikey said, the Rec Commission's agreed to pay for signage to make it proper and everything, and we just appreciate, you know, if it's something that y'all would like to vote on, that we can move forward pretty timely.
Board Chair Chris Amaralt thanked them for the presentation and assured them the board would act quickly on the request. The board also heard a presentation from fourth grade students who regaled them with the stories of their recent trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. Both school principals and superintendent Dr. Thomas Schott informed the board of upcoming activities, including a mock accident drill Wednesday at 2 p.m. aimed at reminding students of the need for responsible driving ahead of the May 13th prom, the FFA banquet on Friday, May 5th, and preparations for SOL testing and graduation. They also noted that this was Teacher Appreciation Week and thanked the staff for all their hard work. In action items, the board approved personnel as discussed in closed session and approved the FFA's overnight field trip to the state convention in June in Blacksburg. The board's next meeting will be June 5th. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.